The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. I mentioned Prime Minister Theresa May dancing onto the stage. How did it all go, Adam?
It was rather extraordinary. She did that very odd stiff dancing on a recent tour of Africa, and there she was doing it again, this time to a blast of ABBA. She was meant to be dancing to Dancing Queen, but, I mean, Mamma Mia, we thought she was probably more dancing to Waterloo or possibly a bit of SOS.
Stop it!
But she actually kind of won the crowd over a little bit. There are still plenty of people who've got knives in their pockets, if not in her back. And she made the right noises about unity and ending austerity and prosperity, vision, steering a better course, all that sort of stuff. But I don't know, a dancing prime minister, is that her waltzing off into the sunset, I wonder? I don't think she intends to, but I think her days might still be numbered somehow.
All right, there you are. Okay, now what's this terrible story about a slave for 40 years?
Isn't that extraordinary? 40 years a slave, yeah, this is possibly a new low in our misery of modern-day slavery in the UK, certainly. This man rescued from living in a shed near Carlisle in Cumbria, aged 58. It appears he'd been kept as a slave since he was 16 or 17 years of age, something like that. He'd been working unpaid for an older guy, possibly his father, putting two and two together, but I have to say I don't have any evidence of that. He was sleeping on the floor of an unheated hut. Officers say he was like a rabbit in the headlights when they found him. A man aged 79 has been arrested, but I don't know, how does that happen in what is essentially a nice, open, friendly place like Cumbria?
Absolutely.
That for 40 years somebody can be treated like that?
Absolutely. Makes you wonder. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.